Whip?
Mm-hmm. Are there other words for whip?
No, I don't know another one.
Okay. How about something that you hold in your hand to sharpen a knife?
Hold in your hand. Well, a stone you usually put on a table. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have the rod that you do this with. It's a sharpener.
Okay. How about something bigger that you'd use to sharpen an axe?
Grinder.
Okay. And have you seen those X frames that you saw logs on?
Yes.
What are those called?
I don't know the name of them.
Well, would you call it a sawhorse or a sawbuck?
Well, a sawhorse is generally used by a carpenter. You know, it has a straight piece across it with legs at both ends.
Is that an A-frame construction?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's an A-frame construction. Now, I know what you're talking about. Out when you're sawing out in the open, mm-hmm. and it is this way, and you rest the log this way so that it doesn't turn, but I don't know the name of it.
Okay. And around a farm building, or the main ranch house, there are some other little buildings, and those are called?
Outhouses.
Okay. And what does a farmer use to make the soil ready for planting?
He plows or harrows it. Mm-hmm. What else did he do to it? Tills it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a gee whiz?
No.
I'm still trying to figure out what that is.
I don't know what that is.
I think it's some kind of farming implement, or, you know, a general name for farming implements. Have you heard of a Fresno?
Yes.
What is it?
A Fresno is a scoop. And in the old days, it used to be horse-drawn. Mm-hmm. And it's built like this, and you pick up dirt with it like this, and then when you want to dump it, it has a big handle this way, and you tilt the handle up and throw it over and get rid of the dirt, and then put it back down.
Hmm. Hmm. I heard some of the bank building, like one of the bank buildings downtown, the basement was dug out by a Fresno.
Well, it could have been. They were today they build tractors, and on the front of them they put those great big, they're like shovels, and you see them going in and picking up these and moving it around and dumping it in the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's that same kind of scoop that used to be horse drawn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what would a rancher use to mark his cattle?
A branding iron.
Uh-huh. And a sheep rancher would need to get the wool off his sheep, he'd use?
Shears.
Mm-hmm. And you pound a nail in with a
hammer.
Uh-huh. You drive around town in your
automobile.
Or
car.
Mm-hmm. And if I say truck to you, what do you picture?
I picture a vehicle that is used for hauling.
Mm-hmm. For hauling what?
Well,
is it a small vehicle or a?
If it's small, it's a pickup. If it's mm-hmm. large, it has can have a flatbed, or it can have a big carrying capacity with an automatic thing that helps it dump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trucks come in all sizes these days.
Mm-hmm. And how about some names of guns that a rancher might have?
Well, you would start with the famous old Winchester. That is the best known gun of the old days. Winchester's a originally came in single loading, and then they came in